football coach Jason Ward. Coach Ward, always appreciate the time. How are you this afternoon?
No problem. Thanks for having me. Everything's well. We're all well.
Well, let's get into the details on the Build the Bridge Challenge. I know this was put together by Coach Stevens and Coach Hicks over at Cleveland Heights, and this has really picked up some steam over the last couple of weeks. Coach, for those that aren't aware of the Build the Bridge Challenge, can you shed some light on what this is all about?
Sure. Coach Hicks put a video out on Twitter, like you said, a few days ago, and I watched it and emailed him right away and said that we would really love to be a part of it. And the nuts and bolts of it is just that, you know, we're going to get some rural schools and some urban schools and put them together and hopefully have a 7-on-7 or some sort of a competition. But more importantly, we're going to eat together. We're going to have some discussion. We're going to have some Q&A. We're going to get to know each other. And I'm excited about it. It's a great, from what I'm understanding from Coach Hicks, it's going to be really, really good.
Now, I know you've been pretty vocal about this on social media, about just how excited you are to be a part of this. Coach, can you elaborate on that and explain why you feel like it's so important for Columbia to be involved with this process?
Well, I mean, we don't get to experience a lot of diversity throughout our day. You know, and I live in Grafton. I grew up in Grafton, and you know, Columbia is not much different than Grafton. I mean, we just don't get to experience a whole lot of diversity. And you know, I want not too many people. I mean, anybody can go on Twitter or whatever and say, you know, I'm 100% against racism or police brutality or anything along those lines. But very few people have an opportunity to actually, you know, take some action and and do something that's going to have an effect on future generations, and that's kind of how I look at this. You know, our guys are hopefully going to go through an experience unlike any that they've had, and I want them to, you know, be able to sit at a table with the guys from Beachwood, and you know, sports is a funny animal. I mean, we look at all these guys, and we tell our players all the time, you look at the guys across from you like brothers too. You're all going through something difficult. You're going through something hard. You respect your opponent, but this is different. You know, I want them to sit down and really look inward and talk about equality.
When you guys are allowed to get out there and do this, and of course we're kind of waiting for this to be green lighted so that, you know, the kids can get down and participate, do the 7-on-7s, and as you mentioned, the other activities, including sitting down and eating with one another. When you guys are allowed to do this, what would you say you really hope that some of your guys take away from this experience?
I would just hope that, you know, when something like what happened to George Floyd happens, that they don't look at it as a black and white thing. You know, I would expect them to feel a certain way. You know what I mean? And you know, I would expect them to hurt because that's a human being that's happening to. That's one of our, you know, fellow man that's happening to. And it should cause you to feel sad. You know, it should cause you to feel pain. You know, I talked to Coach Creel the other night, and we started to kind of plan what we're going to do. And I could hear the pain in his voice, and it caused me pain. You know, and you know, I want our guys to not look at, you know, something like that and not feel something. And I hope they feel a lot after this experience.
We're being joined on the hotline by Columbia head football coach Jason Ward, talking about the Build the Bridge Challenge. Coach Ward, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Coach, I'll bring this to the coaches now, too. You mentioned some of the things that you really kind of hope that some of your kids will take away from this experience. As coaches, are there a few things that you hope that you guys can learn from this whole experience as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can be better. You know, I think all of us can be better. And, you know, from this experience, you know, not only do I hope to be better, but, you know, I hope that I can show, you know, my wife and daughters you know, I'm trying to put my money where my mouth is here. You know, I'm trying to not just be talk, you know, not just talk about it, but act on it. And, and learn and grow. I mean, we can't stop learning. We can't stop growing. And that's what I'm going to try and do in this process too. And like I said, you know, growing up in Grafton and going to Ohio University, I haven't been around a lot of diversity. I know I can educate myself more on what we're going through in this country.
Have you talked to some of your kids about this? I mean, have you gotten any feedback on them? Do they seem pretty excited about this opportunity to do something like this?
It's all happened so fast that, and this is really weird because it's hard for me to talk to my team as a whole in any other format but text. We're lifting. We started lifting last week, but we're going through groups, and I really want to address our guys as a team, but I don't ever. We're not allowed to congregate before working out, and we're not allowed to congregate after. So I've mentioned some things, you know, when we're in our separate groups across the practice field or whatever, you know, take a look at this tweet or keep an eye out for this. But I'm excited to be able to address my team as a team and talk about what we're about to embark on here.
And I'll throw that same question to you in regards to other coaches as well, because I know that there are certainly some other coaches in Lorain County. I know Coach DeLuca at Olmsted Falls is involved in this process as well. So have you had the chance to talk to some of the other coaches in the area, too, who are participating?
Coach DeLuca is one of the driving forces behind this thing, and him and Coach Hicks. But, no, I haven't talked to anybody else that's doing it. I talked to Coach Creel again today, and he said we're up to 50 schools participating in this, which is awesome. But he's really the only person I've talked to about it. And like we were talking before we went on the air, there's really not a whole lot we can do from a date and time standpoint until we get the go-ahead from the governor to have a 7-on-7 or to compete in some sort of way. I think that's the least important thing about this. But it's nice to get together and compete and then eat and then do the whole thing. So we'll see.
Well, certainly looking forward to seeing how all this unfolds. I think it really is a terrific idea. And if you have not heard about it just yet, again, Matt Gohl at Cleveland.com put a real nice article together on this just a couple of days ago. And you can also check out the Build the Bridge Twitter page. You can visit them on Twitter, BuildBridge2020. That's at BuildBridge2020, and you get a better idea as to how many programs are involved. But again, this thing certainly has taken off. Coach, before we let you go here, you know, we're awfully interested to see what kind of a direction that this whole pandemic is going to take, and we certainly hope that we're going to get high school football in some form or fashion in 2020. Knock on wood, so far looks like the signs are getting better with this thing, but could you elaborate on the difficulty of the last couple of months? I know you would kind of scratch the surface a few moments ago talking about how you guys have just kind of been given the green light to get back into the facility and lift weights, but from a head coach's perspective, just how difficult has it been these last couple months?
It's just been different. I wouldn't say it's been difficult. I thought, I read an article today by Sean Bennett in the Chronicle, and he was profiling some teams getting back, and I thought Mike Elder really summed it up well. We're learning a lot of better ways to do things because of this. You know, our Zoom meetings, we had a Zoom meeting every Tuesday and Thursday, an offensive meeting on Tuesday, defense on Thursday, and, you know, part of what this has done is caused us to be, you know, really rethink some things from an efficiency standpoint and a time management standpoint. So that's been good. The hardest part about this whole thing, obviously, is you get into coaching and teaching because you love being around the kids, and not being around them has been tough, and not knowing, you know, what they're doing from a workout standpoint has been tough. You try to give them as much as you can, but you know they don't have the, you know, a lot of them don't have the right equipment to do certain things. You give them a body weight workout, but so that's been tough. But it's been great to be back these last couple of weeks, and our guys look good. So
I know that neither one of us has a crystal ball on this, but, you know, clearly there could be some challenges moving forward with this pandemic. Are there any changes that you're kind of anticipating that could affect you guys in the early stages of this, maybe going into, you know, some of the preseason practices? I mean, not knowing, you know, what kind of a direction this is going to take, I think everybody's kind of anxious, but do you anticipate any changes, at least with practices early on?
It's a good day to ask. We had a state board of directors meeting this morning, and it looks like we're going to get the go-ahead here for some 7-on-7 play, maybe as early as the next couple of weeks. If that happens, I think every coach's summer calendar will stay relatively the same. It'll affect us from a team camp standpoint. We take our team to Ashland every year for 3 days in July. You know, we're not so sure if that's going to happen because of college campuses being locked down or whatever. So we're not sure about that. And when August rolls around, you know, I think we're going to be okay. But the nice thing about this is, you know, from what I have heard and seen, everybody's in the same boat. You know, if we don't have a 7-on-7, then nobody else is having a 7-on-7 either. You know, if we're not able to get out on the field and run a run play because our linemen can't be 6 feet apart to do it, then everybody isn't able to do that. So that's been kind of the nice thing. But no, I think we're going to be, you know, hopefully right back on our summer calendars here real soon.
Well, we certainly hope so as well, because I think we all need some high school football this fall. There's no doubt about that. Well, Coach Ward, always a pleasure to catch up with you. We certainly appreciate the time, and we hope that everything continues to progress the way it has, and hopefully we'll be talking to you at the Coach's Show here in just a couple of months.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to talk to you in June. I hope that, for sure, I hope that we can have a good football discussion here very soon. And, hey, keep an eye out. You know, when we get together with Beachwood or whatever, we'll let you guys know, and keep an eye on this Build the Bridge and keep talking about it. It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Yeah, it certainly is. Coach, we appreciate the insight on all this. We always appreciate the time, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Again, that's Columbia head football coach Jason Ward joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.